Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
As a seller, your job is not over once the contract is signed. You must stay engaged with your new client all the way through their participation or enablement of your product. Now, I know I get a lot of whining and moaning and complaining from sales reps about this because they say, oh, I just don't have time. I have to move on, focus on a new customer. Otherwise, I'm not going to hit my quota. And I think you're thinking about this all wrong. It's critical for you as the seller to stay engaged with your customer while they're onboarding with your product for four major reasons. Let's review them now. One, you need to make sure that you're involved to reduce buyer's remorse. And you do that by making sure that your client gets engaged or gets enabled as quickly as possible. The longer the lag time between when your customer signs a contract and when they start to use your product, the bigger the chance is that they will face buyer's remorse and want to cancel the project. As a seller, it's incumbent on you to get that implementation going quickly. Number two, you want to make sure you're involved so the project doesn't go off the rails. For example, if you work in a staffing industry, you want to make sure that you're engaged with your recruiter to make sure that the recruiter is on the project, recruiting actively for your client. You want to make sure if you're in the software business that your consultants who are on site doing the implementation are reporting back to you any problems or challenges so you can keep the project running smoothly. Number three, relationship building. Sometimes during the implementation, more people are available to you than were during the sales process. And this can help you broaden your scope of influence inside the client. You're going to find out who your buyer's backup is, who their boss is, and who all the people in their department are, plus all the people who will be using the product. The more relationships you develop inside this account, the safer you're going to be in the future for maintaining the account. And finally, number four, upsell and cross-sell opportunities. When you're on site or at least involved in the calls while your customer is implementing your solution, you are in a great position to spot new opportunities to sell. This becomes a prospecting activity, and it will help to fill your funnel with well-qualified leads that will close more quickly and more profitably. So don't drop the ball. As soon as that contract is signed, start the next phase of your client relationship development by staying involved in the implementation.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.